It's time for your 30 Dirty Minutes.
Hello and welcome to 30 Dirty Minutes. This is your support group for the year of living Gamejously. Come to us and share the burden of finishing those games. My name is Robin Tate at Bongo the Sane, and it has been 56 days since I have bought a game. My £100 budget, amazingly, is still intact. Since this started, back at the beginning of December, 150 games have now been completed by other Dirty 30 members that otherwise would have been left sitting on the shelf. And I think that's absolutely fantastic. Tonight in my waiting room, I have two patients. The first of which is Mike Chin from the Veteran Gamers. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
How you doing, mate?
I'm okay. I'm good.
Thanks very much for coming along to the meeting. I know it's embarrassing and it is difficult, but...
It was a difficult step for me, but I feel like I needed to be here, Robin.
Well, get it off your chest, man. You know, it's important. It's the first step to recovery.
Thank you.
Also sitting across from Mike in the waiting room is Chris Williams from the Boss Wave podcast. Hello, Chris.
Good evening, Bongo. Good evening, Mike.
Wow, what a likely bunch of layabouts and louts that we are tonight. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So these two guys have came along to chat about their experience with their year of living Gamejously, which has got completely out of hand. how are things with you guys? Are you busy? What are you up to?
I'm currently shopping for wedding venues. That's my life right now.
Are you going to buy one?
Just looking at this building and going, yeah, I suppose we could get married here.
Mike, will you not get away with buggering off to a tropical island somewhere and just come back and go, hey, we're married, let's just have a party?
I'm tempted, because the money is in how many people you invite. That's the problem. You know.
What is it now? 20 quid, 30 quid a head, 40 quid a head, something like that there?
When you add it all up, yeah, it's something like that. It's ridiculous, really.
You could just do what our Rob did and just not tell
anybody. I know.
You could even go to the same venue because no one else has been there.
Yeah. Oh. Well, look, Judith and I are married 20 years this year, and at 20 years ago I was working in, catering equipment, but it was supplying hotels and restaurants. And we'd just opened a big new hotel. I'd put a big massive order into it. There was this American manager guy, really, really cool fella. And between the hotel doing me a favour, they give me my wedding venue for free.
No way.
And my boss in the company paid for all the food and the entertainment and everything else as a credit to the hotel for all the 150 odd grand that they spent with us.
Oh my God.
So, it was frigging awesome. That's that worked amazing. Out really, really well, and it was brill. But you know what, Mike? The biggest thing to remember about it is, it's about you guys, because we got caught up a wee bit in. Well, geez, Judith's family's quite churchy, and my family ain't. And I'm having an open bar, and they're going to frown at it. And I'm going to have loud music, and they're going to frown at it. And just at the end of the day, I went, nah, we're just going to have good fun. And just let people get on. It's about us. It's about
I don't want to say what we've got planned, but it's going to be, you know, some things of it, it's going to be like us. And hopefully people go there and just go, yeah, this is, you know, typical Mike and Tara sort of stuff. So,
Good. And Chris, have you been digging anything up and analysing any soil samples of late?
I've been doing loads of that, yeah. I've been digging holes. That's what we do. We find something that's smelly, dig it up, dig it out, and say, "Yep, I got your smelly stuff out the ground. Give me a biscuit."
Oh,
that's pretty much
excellent. Okay, so what is this year of living Gamejously? What's it all about? What is the year of living Gamejously? Well, there are six simple steps. Number one, this is a personal gaming challenge over 12 months to help you finish the games that you've bought instead of playing them for 2 hours and going out and buying something new. 2. Select 30 games, your Dirty 30, that you really want to finish. 3. Email your Dirty 30 list to bongo@ocpod.com so it can be logged and we can monitor your progress. 4. Set a budget. A budget so you can buy new games. Yes, you can buy games. Mine is £100 or $120. 5. Complete the game to the credits and take a selfie with the credits in the background and tweet that to @OC_podcast with a hashtag victory achieved and the hashtag YOLG. And finally, 6. Enjoy your Dirty 30 and tell us all about it by Facebook, Twitter, or email. And that, my friends, is the year of living gamedously. Okay, so let's take these guys out of the waiting room and bring them into my treatment room so they can lie back in my chaise longue and talk about the things that are important to them right now. Mike, you up first.
Yes.
Tell me, how many days has it been since you have bought a game?
Well, my name is Mike, and this is the first time I've come to one of these meetings. And
I feel you.
It's been, I'm just feeling the love in the room right now, and it's been 86 days since I bought the game.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Games. Yeah, yeah. That game was Battlefield 1, I feel good.
So when you last bought that game, you got a rush. You got a rush of those endorphins, and it's lovely to get a new game. Did you get pleasure from that game, Mike?
I'm ashamed to say it. I did enjoy it, yeah.
I see that. I feel your pain. So you came along to the Year of Living Gamedously, and you sent me your sad, sad, Dirty 30 list.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was a reason why you came to me. What does this mean to you? I mean, why did you come here?
I think for me, it's about getting through my backlog, right? Because I have a lot of backlog. I'm very good at finishing games, so when I start them, I finish them. It doesn't matter how bad they are. I usually just see them through. There are a few games that I didn't play all the way through, but most of the time, I start a game, I finish it. But I have a lot of games in my backlog. And what my biggest problem is, I used to, but now thanks to you, Bongo, I don't, but I used to rent my games from a rental service called Boomerang. And that was, you know, you pay £10 a month.
Yeah.
And you get a game whenever you want, just one game in your house, and you finish that, you post it back, and it's done.
Yeah, so, I used to do that. Yeah, I did that. Yeah.
The problem with that is,
problem
with that is you're always at the mercy of whatever they send you. So you never really, if you buy a game, you feel like you should play the rented game because you're just giving them £10 a month. For example, there was a game that I rented, I can't think of it off the top of my head, that I had for about 6 months. So I've paid £60 for that game, you know, and I could have just bought it and be done with it. So it's a dangerous service. What happened was I had a new bank card roughly about the same time all this started. So yes. I just never told them my new bank card. And that was the way for me to just stop it. And what YOLG means to me is giving me a focus on the games that I really just want to get done and out of my backlog because I'm just curious what they are. Or games that I just wouldn't really try that I should try. I feel like I should try, and that's what it means to me. Just focus. Just getting focused on my backlog, and getting rid of the rental service.
Yeah, man. Well, I was at that rental service as well, and it was good. And I think they got hacked, and I think that's what switched me off there.
I got subject to that. I was frauded. Somebody. Took a bank loan, opened up a Barclays account, which you can do apparently online without proper ID, and took out a loan £3,000 in my name and fucked up my credit score. Which was the same time when I was buying a house and all this sort of stuff. So
that was a stressful
time for me. So,
I think they charged about £300 to my account. Now, I did get it back, but I think, and they were in complete denial, which was kind of put me off them.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Sorry, but that's beside the point. I think with when you got that rental service, you always felt almost pressured to play it. And yes, you
that's right.
That was right.
Yeah, you always think this is. I need to be playing this. If I play a game that I already own, I've got it's like burning money in your pocket.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm just cut the shackles from it and I'm free.
Have you been tempted to buy anything, to go out and buy anything since the beginning of December then? Or have you changed your attitude towards that a wee bit? Because I think people have now. I've given them a guilt. Like I'm like a little angel on their shoulder and the little devil is going, impulse buy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I've always been pretty good at not buying stuff. The closest I've got to buying something and going, is this going to dig into my budget? Because I'm doing this pretty strictly. You know, I know that, Bongo, you say, oh, it should be a bit of fun and it doesn't matter who wins because fuck that, because I'm in to win, right? So fuck all your haters and everybody going, oh, no, it's all just a bit of fun. No, I can see Fraser at the top. I'm coming for him. Don't worry about him.
You don't get how miserable you get getting there.
No, I don't care about that. No, so I'm being a bit strict on sort of budget. I'm trying to stick to the £100 budget. So I know there's certain games I have to buy, like Red Dead. Mm. And where it gets tricky is Mass Effect, I think I can wait when it gets cheap. Halo Wars 2 I'll be getting straight away because I'm a massive Halo Wars fan. I only stopped playing Halo Wars 1 2 years ago, you know.
Wow. I just finished about 2 weeks ago.
The single-player game is fantastic, but the multiplayer game is if you really get into the crux of the multiplayer game, it's
so deep. It's a really deep game.
Yeah. I played a bit of the beta, but that's a different story. So I think I'm going to get Halo Wars 2 day one. The closest I've got, and obviously Red Dead. Red Dead's a thing. Mm. The closest I've got to Temptation since this has started has been Mario Run.
Hmm.
I'm a massive Mario fan. You know, I played all the Marios for Extra Life and all that nonsense, and Mario Run almost got me. It almost got me.
Do you know, the further I get into this, the more I think that £100 is actually more than doable. It's funny, because I look at the list of games that I have and the fun that I'm having out of them right now, and I think it is doable. Mm. It is.
I think, especially if you wait a little bit, like Mass Effect, right? And even if I waited on Halo Wars 2, but I just can't. But you know, it was unbelievable. If you just said 3 years ago that Halo Wars 2 was going to come out, people would have laughed in your face and said, "There's no way they're going to make a sequel to that game." So I feel like the fact that there is a sequel to Halo Wars, I just have to get it.
Like, it's going to be bloody cheaper, and you know that game especially is going to get wiped in about 4 to 6 weeks.
I know. I think you're right. Maybe if I can hold it a couple of weeks, but I just feel like if I wait that long, I'm going to miss out on all the.
It's all yours. Go for it.
I've just got to absorb it. You know, just take it.
You've completed 5 games: Call of Duty, Infinite Warfare, Mafia 3, Battlefield 1, and then To the Moon, and then Hotline Miami, which you've discovered again. I mean, out of all of those, Infinite Warfare, Mafia 3, Battlefield 1, pretty current. Yes, you probably had to chore your way through Mafia 3, but Hotline Miami is something you probably wouldn't have went back to or would have started up, but this is maybe give you the encouragement to go and do that, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's rare for me to stop playing a game, which I did with Mafia 3, so it forced me to just kick myself up the arse and just go, come on, finish Mafia 3. But yeah, you're right. Verbal Rob, I don't know what podcast he's on. I've heard he's on this terrible podcast.
Some
but
shit,
the
yeah,
it's really bad. He bought me that game, and it's been a running joke for years. You know, when you're going to play Hotline Miami, chin, you know. And I always wanted to, but I never really thought that I would love it as much as I did. Mm. You know, and I played it on Christmas Eve. I always play something new on Christmas Eve. For some reason, that's just I don't know why, but like I seem to be, Tara seems to be at work, and I seem to just be on my own every Christmas Eve, and so
that's
I always
so sad.
No, I'm it's fine. Look, because I always sort of I played Gone Home when that came out, you know, on Christmas Eve. So I always associate Christmas Eve with like just trying something that I haven't played before, and I'd played Hotline Miami, and the whole day was gone. You know what I mean? Like I just couldn't play it enough, and I even played it again on Christmas Day. Like I just loved it so much. So yeah, Hotline Miami. I would have never have got to Hotline Miami this soon if it wasn't for this.
Good. Chris, let's bring you in here as well. So, Chris, how long has it been since you've bought a game?
4 days.
4 days.
Wow, Chris.
£60. It was a humble bundle.
You sound like, Chris, you sound like an alcoholic that he goes, but it was just a drop. It was only a social gathering.
Do I get my first week chip? No, I don't even get that, do I? The last actual game I bought was 46 days ago. That was
No. It was 4 days ago. It was a humble bundle. What was in the humble bundle?
Oh, it wasn't a full bundle. It was just one game.
What was it?
Is it bad that I don't even know the name of it? It was the aquatic adventure.
You do say like a drug. I don't even remember doing it.
You just needed a fix. That's it, Chris. You needed a fix.
I did, yeah.
And I mean, I've heard you. I've heard you on your own podcast, and you're sort of half in and half out, and maybe yeah, I will, and maybe I won't. And I've taken some games off my list, and I've added a few on, So you just needed a fix, but that's okay. You're allowed. You have a budget. If you have set yourself a budget, that's okay.
Yeah, my approach is very different. Well, it might not be very different to everybody else's, but it's certainly very different to yours, for you guys anyway. In that, for me, it's more about, it's always been there, this pile of shame, and it's been getting on my nerves for the last 5, 6, 7, mm-hmm. however many years we've been doing this. And
preach.
It's constantly there, and it's.
You say it, brother.
Yeah. Oh man. Oh, it's there, and it's fucking kicking you in the nuts every time. And you're playing a game, and you just think, I should just be playing the stuff I've got. And so this is a great opportunity to do that. And for me, I'm not very good at sticking with things, but also I don't. This is like you pointed out, Bongo. This is something we do for fun. So there's no point in playing a game that you hate, because what's the point in that? But
look at what you've completed, Chris. I mean, the Spec Ops: The Line is in there. That's fantastic. That's a fabulous story of a game, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Twisty and turny and very underrated at the time. But
preach it, Bongo.
Anybody that has played that, you know, they've been affected by it. Was that something you would have picked up again?
Yeah, I think I'm crap at games. Let's get that out there to start with. So I started it and I got to a point midway through, I don't know, about a third in, half in, and I just kept dying, and I just switched it off.
You're like the absolute opposite to me, Chris. Like you'll just drop a game.
I just drop a game because there's always something else I want to be playing. If I get frustrated and I want to throw my controller, I'm like, okay, I'll give it a few times. And if I can't do it, I just think, screw it. And then I'll move on to something else. And then I don't go back to it. And that's where all of these games have come from. And my original list I put together for this was pretty much full games that I've never even started, which I fail-boated most of them, and actually went back to putting on games that I've started and haven't finished, because they're the games that I was enjoying, and I'm like, well, why did I even stop? And I'll go back to those first. So that's the majority of what I've got on my list now.
I mean, looking through those, you've got some class things there, like Mark of the Ninja, brilliant.
God.
Tales from the Borderlands, Wolfenstein: The Old Blood.
Yep.
You know, those are ones that I would pick out as absolutely brilliant games.
Mark of the Ninja gets tough, though, and I'm not calling you out on being crap or anything, Chris, but it does get annoyingly tough. You know what I mean?
To a certain extent, 2D games I can cope with that. Though saying that, I am currently playing Deadlight, and that's 2D, and it becomes very difficult towards the end. But if it's fair, I don't mind retrying and having another go.
Yeah, Mark of the Ninja is very fair. You can see when you go wrong, it's you. Do you know what I mean? So
I think it's one of the very best of that style of games that's ever been made. I think
it's great.
That's not to sell, building it too much. And again, I mean, stuff there like Bastion, brilliant. You've got so much good stuff in your list. You've also got some real shit in there too, which I really honestly don't think. Oh, Song of the Deep's in there too. You've got Deadly Premonition, the director's cut.
Every fucker goes on about that thing.
That's the one of the very few games that I never finished was Deadly Premonition.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm going to finish it. I'm not necessarily going into these to finish them. I'm going in and having another crack at them. Like, if I go into Deadly Premonition and I'm 2 hours in and I'm like, this is fucking toss. I'm not, sorry, I swear, I really have. This is really okay, bad.
It's a private group. You can swear.
This is really bad. I just won't play it. You know, I'm not up for the cock and ball torture, as the game punchers would say. And sometimes I like that in a game, but if I'm actually just not enjoying the game, I'll just switch it off and move on. There's plenty more on my list that I could be playing that I will enjoy, and I think that's the key for me. But the main thing that my rule that I've kind of set myself is, amongst all these rules that I've dropped already, like is basically to make sure I've got one of these games on the go any one time, because we're always playing. I don't know about you guys, but I'm always playing two or three games at any given time, and depending on your mood, you pick up the one that's convenient or that you feel like playing, or that's in the room that you've got access to, that sort of thing. So that's what I'm going to make sure I've got every point over the next year. I'm going to have one of these games on the go and pushing forward with it, and making sure that each week I make a bit of progress with it, and then you're making progress, aren't you? I think that's the thing that's going to give me that cathartic bliss of realizing that I'm actually getting through it and at least making an effort. Because just if I put all of the games that I've got but haven't played into that magical computer you've got, Bongo, that tells you how long they are, it's probably the rest of my lifetime. And I'm never going to play all of them. And so I may as well just pick and choose the ones that I want to play, you know.
Yeah, I'm really happy with that, because some of these older games are getting played again. A few nights ago, I watched a program. It was a documentary on Netflix called The Minimalists. And it's about these guys who were high flyers when they were younger, and they absolutely give everything up. So they sort of came back and they had like 30 or 40 items of belongings, of clothing. So they threw out all the suits they never wore anymore and all the T-shirts they never wore, and picked their favorite things. And they got rid of the furniture that they didn't need and all of the cups and plates that they didn't need, and made everything really, really basic. And it kind of struck me that what I'm doing this year is quite minimalist in a similar sort of sense. I'm buying the things that I really want and playing the things that I really want, rather than dipping in here, left, right and center. I'm actually enjoying that minimalist approach to gaming, because there is so much good in the stuff that I'm playing. I mean, right now I'm playing Metal Gear Solid 5.
Metal Gear.
The Phantom Pain. Holy crap. I had played to the oil rig. Okay, so through the crazy wheel bit at the beginning and through the hospital. And then it was too complicated. It was too many things going on. It sort of put me off. And I've picked it back up again. And my God, that game is absolutely fabulous.
Oh, mate, I'm so pleased. It was my game of the year that year, and it is mint. And I'm so pleased that you've found it's got to that stage, because it does take a lot of getting into. There's a lot of systems, like you say, but when you get used to it and you start messing around with the enemy AI and just walking into a camp feeling like you can control the situation, I mean,
not quite there yet. I'm still sneaking around a bit. I have that, as I said on the podcast the other night, I have the ninja stealthy bulldozer approach. Mm-hmm. So you stealth as long as absolutely possible, but generally it ends up in bloodshed. And
then eventually everything gets messed up and you just shoot everything. Yeah,
just so awesome. It's one of those games where I think about it through the day. At some stage in the day, I'll be thinking, oh yeah, I'd love to be playing Metal Gear right now. And I was going to miss all that, and I'm glad I went back to it, because I don't think I would have. The size of it, the scale of it is off-putting, and if you are one of those people that were like me, get back to it. I went up and picked up it was an £8, one of those big thick guides, and it read not how to complete the levels, but the sort of the background systems and the main things, and it really, really helped. So yeah, class game, absolutely fantastic, and I'm glad glad I've been back to it. Out of your list, of course, there's a few there we know you'll maybe have problems with. So, but you can drop them, you can change them. There's been lots of that going on. Pilch Reed changed his list today. He's actually cut his down to 20. I think he's selling himself short, right, because he's done so well so far already in this.
Hasn't he got quite a lot done already, Pilch?
Yeah, he has 9 finished.
He's doing well. He's like up there.
That's good. But he just seemed like he's got a lot of time and his hands to play from his last show. He was saying like, yeah, I play like 3 or 4 hours a day and don't tell the wife, you know.
So, yeah. Well, maybe he got caught. Maybe his wife caught him.
No, he sold his Wii U, and he had a lot of Wii U games on there, and he is taking them off and not replaced them. And I emailed him back tonight to say, look, I think you are selling yourself short, because I've looked at the list that you have and it's more than achievable by June or before. So if you want to add stuff on, you can, because you want to get to 30 and get your exclusive, completely private coffee coaster, 30, 31. You want to get to that 30. That's important. Yeah. That's a very special thing.
That's my dream. That's what I'm dreaming to.
So look, there's 37 loggers right now, which is absolutely fabulous. There's two of those loggers have received their 10 game pin achievers award over the last week.
Swats. Fucking swats.
PG Tips has finished 12 games.
Boo.
Fraser Moore has 11.
I'm coming for you, Fraser.
John Mouse has 9. Piltry has 9. And Dastardly Jabby has 8. And since the last little support group, there's two more people have came along, Cheesecake87 and Bobbins, when they've joined in the last week or so. And it's great.
I mean, well, they better back off, Bongo. I know this is a bit of fun for you, but I'm taking this very seriously. I've got a coach. You know what I mean? I'm really trying here. So try not to make it all fun and whimsical, please, Bongo. This is serious.
Can I get a pin for having the highest number of fail boats?
That may be a thing. You just never know. I mean, there are people out here, and I won't want to embarrass them because they have got zero score. You know, like Bobbins, of course, he's just joined. But yeah, like Gamer Girl from the Overseas Connection podcast.
We won't mention her, yeah.
Zero. Jeffrey M, 0. Hutch, yeah. DBL, 0. This is a great thing to be involved with. It's really good. What is that all about? Anyway, look, thanks very much, gentlemen. That's lovely. Thank you for opening your hearts to us. Let's go and have a wee like, cup of tea and a wee biscuit. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
I've got some things to ask you, Bongo.
Okay, ask away.
Can I ask them?
Yeah, have a cup of tea there. Let's chat afterwards. Mm. Yeah.
But I want to ask you now.
Yeah, ask away. Yeah, we'll have a cup of tea and a biscuit.
Are we having a cup of tea? All right, I can't see them. Right, okay. The thing is, with I've got a game on my list called Cities Skyline.
Uh-huh.
How the fuck do I finish that?
I don't know, but...
Because on the thing, it just says like 26 hours or something.
Yeah, so where those figures come from was howlongtobeat.com, and they give that. So there must be some sort of end state of that. I would say to you that once you get to a place where you feel that you've put in as much time as you want to, and it's not fun anymore, I think that's time to finish that with some of those open-ended games. Other questions that have been asked this week is, can I go out and buy a Nintendo Switch? Mm-hmm. And the answer is, yeah, of course you can. You know, that's a wee bit different. I, you know, this is not...
See, I was going to ask that question. Does the Switch count if I get one?
Yeah, well, I'm buying one. I have one ordered.
Yeah, I have to buy any games with it.
Yeah, that's it. Well,
that's the problem.
No,
I just want to just keep docking it and undocking it, Chris. You know, I don't really want to.
In the letter,
that's all you're funny. That probably looks better than most of the games that are coming out this
year.
Yeah,
that's probably better than 1-2 Switch. Let's face it.
Yeah, in and out of the letter holder.
Yeah, Humble Bundle launch lineup that somebody pointed out.
I am going to reward myself when I do my Dirty 30. I'm either going to buy a Switch or a PS4. That's what I'm going to do, I think.
I think you can take odds that the best value will be the PS4.
Probably.
I know you're a Mario fan, but you know, what can you do? Other things, SLH, she has put in her nifty 15 games, and people have put in 20. If you want to start it now, a lot of us started on the beginning of December. You can start right now as long as it runs 12 months. You know, you can join this anytime.
Yeah.
So the main thing is to remember that this is for fun. If you want to take it deadly serious,
no, it's not.
Dastardly Jabby is taking it deadly seriously. He's not buying anything at all this year.
Us guys from Wolverhampton, Bongo, we do things right.
Holy crap, these are unbelievable. But if you want to do it that way, it's your challenge. You can set your own rules. But remember, for me, it's for fun. It's not meant to be a chore, slogging through things you hate. So please do not do that. Do not play games you really hate. If you're playing it for an hour and it just, or 2 hours, it's just driving you insane, just change it out to something else. Let me know. Go back to games that you've left off and find the joy in them again. That's the way through this. This is the way we're doing this and why we're doing it in the first place.
There's a question in the notes, Bongo, I want to ask you.
Okay.
Are there any games on your list that you're dreading?
Any games on the list? Yeah, there actually are.
Go on.
I suppose The Witcher.
Mm-hmm.
Fallout 4.
The big ones, basically.
Yeah. Resident Evil.
Okay. 7.
No, the first one. I've never played.
Oh, the original, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Witcher 3, finishing off Fallout 4.
Mm-hmm.
I might struggle with State of Decay and Shadow of Mordor. I might struggle with those two.
Shadow of Mordor's great.
Shadow of Mordor's really good, yeah.
Yeah. But no, I don't think so. I think I've spent a fair bit of time thinking about my list. Stuff I'm really looking forward to, like Banjo-Kazooie, Nuts and Bolts, and Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
Yeah.
And little games like Grow Up, I'm really looking forward to. But yeah, I'm making steady progress. So Doom and Uncharted, great. Song of the Deep was fantastic. Halo Wars was brill.
It is great.
That was a really, really good game. So, gentlemen, thank you very much for coming on.
If it helps you
share your burden, please send your request for help to bongo@ocpod.com or tweet me at bongothesane and let me know how you're getting on. Mike, thank you for coming along to this month's meeting. I hope it was of help to you.
Thank you.
If there's anything else you'd like to say, now would be the time.
Not really. Just thanks to you, Bongo, for all the organising that you've done. Great way to get the community sort of all together, and thanks for, like, sorry, that's my watch telling me that the air was up. And great way to just to get through my backlog and give me some focus. So thank you, Bongo.
Yeah, thank you. You can get Mike at Chinny1985. Chris, thank you for coming along to the meeting. It was great to have you here. Anything you want to say?
I just echo what Chinny said, and I think, I don't know whether you think now you've bitten off more than you can chew. Maybe there was only going to be 5 or 6 people doing this, but
originally it was just me.
It's a full-time job now, isn't it?
I just have to work out how to monetize it.
Yeah, get them in, and really then annoying. And then make it a subscription model. You know,
that's
what I mean?
That's
that's what you're going to do.
So Chris can be contacted at ChrisMJW, and both of them have their own podcast, The Boss Wave, of course, and The Veteran Gamers, the daddy of them all. Thank you for spending 30 dirty minutes with me. Don't forget to download our big podcast, The Overseas Connection, at ocpod.com. Thank you, safe home, and may your game be with you. Love.
Love, love, love.
Good luck, y'all again, dudes.
Don't you just love 30 dirty minutes every month? I know I do. This has been an Overseas Connection production.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many, some people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.